Okay, Parshas Mitzvayim. Pasuk Bey starts off, Zoyski et Taras HaMitzvayim, B'yayim Taharosoi. This is the din of the Mitzvayim on the day of Ishtara, V'huva Lachayim. The Gemara in Erechin brings down Zoyski et Taharosoi Shal Maitzi Shemra. Mitzvayim is an abbreviation for Maitzi Shemra. One who speaks Lashon Hara is Maitzi Shemra. The punishment is Tzaras. Famous Medrash brings down the Maisa. Maisa Bereichel Echad. Story with one traveling merchant, the peddler, who went around the cities, Netzikairi, and he called out and he said, "Me writes to Luknois Sam Chaim. Who wants to buy a medicine of life, Sheyarech Yomim, that will give long days? Who wants to buy a potion for long life?" Rabbi Yanai heard his peddler call out about a Sam Chaim. So Rabbi Yanai said, "Sell it to me. Sell me the Sam Chaim." So the peddler said to Rabbi Yanai, "It's not for you. You don't need it, and people like you don't need it." Rabbi Yanai pestered and persisted, and he said, "Tell me, what is this Sam Chaim? Tell it to me." So the peddler takes out a Sefer Tehillim, and he shows Rabbi Yanai the pasuk, "Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz Chaim." Who's a person who wants life? Oyev yomim liras toiv, nitzor l'shon chameiro, s'pasecha m'da b'mirmo. One who watches his tongue from speaking bid, from speaking mirmo. Rabbi Yanai says, all my life, I read this pasuk. Voyedati pshuto, I didn't know pshat, achebo reichel zeh, until this peddler came along, and he taught me, v'haydiyeni, and he informed me, mi ha'isha chavetz chayim. Very puzzling medrash. Pasuk says, mi ha'isha chavetz chayim, Tzar l'shoin chameira. Rabbi Yanai hears it from the peddler. He says, all my life I didn't know pshat until I heard it today. What does the medrash mean? Oh, I am part of what Torah. Many pshatim are said. The Dunno Magid says over a very nice pshat. The message over pshat is, avad Rabbi Yanai knew the pasuk. Avad Rabbi Yanai heard the pasuk. The peddler was going around selling all different kinds of medicine and refuas, sam chayim. He calls out, who wants to buy Sam Chaim? Or a fool that will bring health and life to a person. Rabbi Yanai, after he saw what the fool was, he said, I made a big mistake. Rabbi Yanai said, my whole life, of course I knew the pasuk, but I understood my whole life, mi yoshua chavetz chayim means, who wants Olam Haba? Who wants to live in Olam Haba? A person who wants to live in Olam Haba, you know what he has to do? It's Sol Lashon Chameira. Down here in this world, he has to watch himself, not to speak Lashon Hara, not to be Maitzi Shemra, and so on. But when I heard the peddler sell it as a Sam Chayim, as a medicine of life, together with all his other refuahs, I realized that not only is it a Chavetz Chayim in Olam Haba, but Mi Yosha Chavetz Chayim is an Olam Hazeh. Who wants to live in this world? A person who wants to live in this world, you know what? The best medicine is to live in this world, to be healthy, to live a long life. Watch your tongue from speaking bid. A person who doesn't speak bid about other people, he doesn't go out and look for bid and speak bid, that person avoids machlokes. He avoids all kinds of fights and arguments, sinna, hatred, and jealousy. It keeps him alive. Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hakina v'ataiva v'akavoid matzin es ha'odam min ha'ilam. Jealousy, taiva, looking for covet, take a person away from the world. But a person who doesn't run after Lashon Hara, doesn't look for the bid, doesn't speak bid, has a healthy life. So says Rabbi Yanai, that's what I learned from the peddler. Now me, Yesha Chavetz Chaim, who's the person who wants to live in this world? Poshut Pshat, live in Olam Hazeh. A person who wants to live a life of health and enjoy this world, the secret is, Nitzar Lashon Chamei Raus, Pasecha Medaber Mirma, watch himself from speaking Lashon Hara. Pasuk says, what does a mitzvah take to become tahor? It says in Pasuk Dalad, the tziva ha-kayin, v'gokach ha-mitaher, shtei tziporim chayis tahiris. The kayin is mitzvah, and he takes to the mitaher two birds, v'yetz erez, a piece of cedar wood, u'shni selas, v'ezoiv. And Rashi tells us, why dafka etz erez, u'shni selas, v'ezoiv? Because Rashi v'yetz erez, u'fisha negoyim boyim al-gasas ha-ruach. Because Negoyim come because of a gaiva. One of the Aveirois that Negoyim, Saras comes, is for the Aveira of gaiva. So Eitz Erez is a tall tree, a cedar wood, a cedar tree, represents gaiva. Ushni Salas Ve'ezoiv, Matakanosav Yisrapi. Says Rashi, what's the stakono that he should have a refuah? Yashbil Atzmoy Migavosoi. He should lower himself from his gaiva, Kitailas, like a worm, Shni Tailas, the Ezoiv, and the Ezoiv, which is a bush that grows very low next to the ground. So, Shni Tailas and the Ezoiv represent Yashbil Atzmoy, lowering himself, and not being a Malgaiva. The Yoiv Yisrael, the Abdurov, says of a very nice insight, and he says that when it comes to Gaiva, Gaiva generally is not good. That's in Yonei Yoyom Haza, concerning matters of this world. When it comes to Yonei Shemayim, a person sometimes needs the Gaiva. A person has to feel, I could do the mitzvah, I could learn, yes, I could do it. A person needs that Gaiva in order to serve Hashem in Yonei Shemayim. When it comes to Yonei Yoyom Haza, Faket, just the opposite. A person has to be mashmo himself, lower himself. It's not Koichi Vaitim Yodi, it's not my power, it's not my doing, it all comes from Hashem. Sometimes when it comes to Shemayim, he needs to be high like an Erez, and sometimes in Yonei Yoyom Haza like an Ezoiv. What separates the two? There's a Shni Tailas in between. The Pasuk says Eitz Erez, and in between the Eitz Erez and the Ezoiv is the Shni Tailas. A string, a band, a thread that goes around the two. It's a very fine line, says the Abdur Rav, that separates the two. A person has to know when to be, so to speak, above the line and when to be below the line. When a person should use his gaiva, or when a person, fakat, has to lower himself. Be careful, when it comes to Yonei Shemayim, that's when a person should use his gaiva, and when it comes to Yonei Yom Hazeh, lower himself and not mix the two up. So the Shnit HaLas is there as a line separating the two. The Chidush Erim says a different angle. It says over the Chidush Erim, the Pasuk is Mashma, that the Eitz Erez, the Shnit HaLas, and the Ezoiv are all part of the Kapara. And sometimes there's an Avera in being a Valgaiva, and sometimes there's an Avera in being an Onov. Sometimes being too big of an Onov in the wrong time, in the wrong place, is also an Avera. For example, says the Chiddush Erim, an Oni knocks on the door, and he asks for a favor. Speak to somebody on his behalf. Help him out. And a person says, me? Who am I to help you? My word doesn't mean anything. I'm going to go speak to somebody on your behalf. What's it going to help? My word doesn't mean anything. I can't accomplish anything. In that case, being an onov is an aveira. It's not correct. And that a person has to step up. He has the opportunity to help somebody. And he has the ability to do so. A person has to help somebody. He can't sit back and say, who am I? What am I worth? It comes to learning. Open up a Gemara. Open up a Sefer. A person says, who am I to learn? It doesn't go. That's not the time for anivus. That's the time a person has to feel the gaiva. I could do it. I could help somebody else out. I could do somebody else a favor. I could learn. I'll try. A person needs that gaiva. Sometimes being in an honor is also an aveira. A person needs a kapara, a cipher to eight eres, cipher gaiva. Gaiva, we know, is a tremendous nisoyan. And anivus also. A person has to know how to use the gaiva, how to use the anivus. But being in honor all the time is not correct either. Every person has the yichayus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and a person has to use it the right way, and a person can't sit back and say, who am I? What am I worth? Fakat. Every person has a tafkid, every person has a job, and Hashem sends an nisayon in a person's way, he has to work on overcoming the nisayon. There's a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, the medrash brings down that one time they came to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and they asked Rabbeinu HaKadosh to send to their town a chacham, a darshan, a dayin, a paisik to come and to be the rav in their town. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh sent Levi Bar Sisi, says the Medrash. He sent Levi Bar Sisi to be the chacham, the darshan, and so on. And when Levi comes into the town, the mechabedim, so on, and they start asking him shailas and halacha, one shaila after another. And he can't answer any shailas. Can't answer any of the shailas they ask him. They're a little disappointed. This is the Rav Rabbeinu HaKadosh sent us. So they figured, all right, maybe he's not a Paisik, but if it's a Darshan he is, let him Darshan Divri Agadata. So they asked him, Agadata, can you explain this Agadah, this Medrash? Veinenu, nothing. He doesn't know Pshat. This Medrash, and that Medrash, and that Paisik, they're terribly disappointed. They come back to Rabbeinu HaKadosh and they say to him, what kind of Rav did you send us? A Paisik is not, a Darshan is not. Who did you send us? Rabbeinu HaKadosh is very puzzled. Because he knows that Levi Bar Sisi was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So he calls Levi, and he says to him, what happened? How come you didn't answer any of the questions that they asked. And halacha, and agarata. I know you're a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Levi says to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, because when I came to that town, right away they sat me up front, they put me on a big chair, higher up above everybody else. And as soon as I sat in that chair, my head started to swell, I felt a little bit gaiva, and I forgot my learning. And when they asked me the questions, because of the gaiva that I had, I forgot my learning, and I wasn't able to answer any of the questions. Rebbe then asked him the questions, he was able to answer everything, and Rebbe told him, that's the kayach of gaiva. Gaiva has a kayach, that when it comes to a person's head, it causes a person to forget even his learning. A person has to be careful when to use the gaiva and when not to use it. Pasuk later on says in Perek Yudal and Pasuk Gimel, what do we do to Metzaira? The Pasuk says, we shave off his hair. And the Pasuk mentions, Perek Yudal and Pasuk Tes, on the seventh day, he shaves off all his hair, his roisha, his head, the hair of his beard, the iskabosainov, and his eyebrows. Good. Then the Pasuk says again, that's called Sa'ari, all is here. But the Gemara learns a klal prat to klal, why he mentions these three specific areas, the head, the beard, and the gabbos einov. The Kliyokla though says a very, very nice insight. Roishoy, the Gemara tells us, why does the tzaras come? One of the avarice is gaiva. Shave the hair on his head. The head represents gaiva. The head is the highest part of a person. That's where the gaiva attacks a person. His head swells up with gaiva. Therefore he has to shave off the hair on his head as a kapara for his gaiva. Zekonoi, his beard. Tzaras comes for speaking Lashon Hara. The beard surrounds the mouth. He didn't watch his mouth. He wasn't careful what he said. Shave the hair around his mouth off as a kapara for not watching his mouth and using his mouth to speak Lashon Hara. The Gemara says that the tzaras also comes for the aveir of tzaras ayin. A person who's very stingy and doesn't want to lend out his kalim to somebody else, do a chesed to somebody else, for being stingy, tzaras ayin, the tzaras comes. Gabbai Seinov, shave off his eyebrows. He has tzaras ayin, stingy eye, a bad eye in other people. He doesn't want to help other people. Therefore, as a kapara, shave off the hair around his eyes, as a kapara for his eyes, that was stingy and didn't want to help other people. We see that later on in the parasha. If a house has a tzaras, what's the din? The pasuk says, he comes to the kayin, he tells the kayin, kenege nir alim avoyis. And pasuk in Perek Yudal, pasuk Amud Vav, the tziva ha-kayin ufinu es habayis. The kayin commands to have the house cleaned out, beterem yovay ha-kayin, before the kayin comes to see the nega. Why clean out the house? So Rashi tells us, because he was stingy, and when his friends came to borrow kalim, he said, oh, I don't have, you need this, I'm sorry, I don't have, go borrow from somebody else. So now he's punished, and the house has a tzaras. He has to clean out the entire house, and suddenly he has to bring out all the kalim. Oh, the kalim that he wasn't supposed to have. The kalim that he said he doesn't have enough of. Suddenly he has so many, and they're in front of us, in front of everybody. He shows what he really has as a kapara for the stinginess that he has. So he shaves his head as a kapara for the gaiva, the beard as a kapara for the Lashon Hara with his mouth, and the gabbai seinov as a kapara for the tzaras ayin. Famous Gemara in the Dorim, Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Arba chashuvim kameis. There are four people considered like a mace. Who are the four people considered like a mace? Metzaira, Asuma, Mishael Leibonim, and Ani. All considered like a mace. The Gemara brings rice from Sugum for each one, they considered like a mace. Metzaira, by Miriam, Anasi kameis. When Miriam had Saras, by an Ani, Dosar and Aviram became Aniim in Mitzrayim, and Hashem tells Moshe, go back to Mitzrayim, Kimesu Koha Noshim Hamavakshim Es Nafshecha. All the people that were after your life died. Dothan and Aviram did not die. They were alive much after, much longer time after that. It means they became Aniim. Mishay Lebanim Rachli Menu Sedim Ayin Mesa Anaychi. And Asuma, one was born, the Pasuk in Echa, Hashivani Bimachashacham Kimesei Oilam. One sits in the dark is Kimesei Oilam. All four.
Asuma's first.
Okay. All four are considered like a mace. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz, his famous idea, why are all four considered like a mace? My Metzaira, he has tzaras, he's like a mace. He's blind, he's a mace. The Ani's like a mace. Why are all four considered like a mace? Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz, because there's one sad hashava, one common denominator, common thread running through all four. and that is they're lacking in the koyach to be able to give on to be able to give to others, to be able to do chesed and to give to others. A metzayra, what's his punishment? Vadod yeshay b'chutz ha-machaneh ma-shavoy. Metzayra is to sit outside the machaneh by himself. A person is by himself, chutz ha-machaneh, can't give to others. Can't do any favors for other people. He's all alone, he's all by himself. A person who can't give is like a mace. A person is put into this world to be able to give and to help others. A person who can't give and help others is like a mace. A summa, a person who's blind, he has to come onto others. He can't move without coming onto other people. He can't give over to other people. Others have to do for him. In that sense, he's lacking in the ability to give to others. He's considered to a mace. Misha Engle Bonin, the greatest giving is a parent to a child. If he can't give, in that sense, considered like a mace. An ani doesn't have the means. An ani fakir, his whole life is coming onto others and begging from others and taking from others. He can't give. Someone who takes and can't give is choshev kames. A person's put in this world to give to others, to be able to give and to help other people. A person who can't give to others, can't help others, is choshev kames. It's considered to be to a mace. A mitzayir who's bothered yeshiv, who lives alone, is choshev kames. And that's a tzad hashava, the common denominator running through these four, arbo choshevim kames.
Chaim says the order of those four. The earlier, the more
chomer. Messiah.
You go summa first, and then shiur bonim. Okay. It's between fertility and insulin of the blind, insulin of blind. Someone asked that question. So that goes first. Summa's first mention.
Okay. Mice was coming right before Pesach, and now's the time to give. Now's the time to give. No, not making an appeal for Mois Chitim, but it's time to give to help out. Time to give in the house. Friends, neighbors, everyone needs help before Pesach. It's a busy time. People are running around. Everyone's tired. Between one preparing matzahs and whatever else for Pesach, everybody's busy. Everybody's preparing. It's a time not to sit back and bother the yeshiv b'chutz l'machaneh and say, "Oh, I'm okay by myself." Fakert. A person's tachlis is to give to help others. I say over every year the t'moshel in preparation for Pesach. We'll say it over again. There was once an usher, a rich man, and he's traveling around. And one day he finds himself in unfamiliar territory, and he comes into a small town, he's looking for an inn, a place to stay overnight. Happened to be, he ended up one of the poorest towns that in the area, there's no inn, there's no hotel, there's no place to stay. And he's asking around, who could put him up for the night? And the first person says, "I'm sorry, I just have enough for myself, my family, barely enough, there's not enough to help anybody else, I can't. And he says to the next person, "Maybe you could direct me, where can I stay for the night? Sorry, I can't help you. There's no extra food and no extra place to stay. It's starting to get dark outside and the usher is stuck. He doesn't know what to do." Finally, he stops the next person. He says, "I'll tell you what, I'll give you 10 gold coins. Just put me up for the night." "I'm sorry, I have no room. It's not possible. I can't." He stops the next person. 10 gold coins. And he goes from door to door, knocking on every door for 10 gold coins. No one has anything. Finally comes to up the hill, one of the last houses in the town. He knocks on the door and he says, 10 gold coins. He says, "I'll tell you what, if everything you do for me, I'll give you 10 gold coins. Whatever you do for me, I'll give you 10 gold coins. Just, I can't stay outside tonight. Put me up for the night." Okay, fine. And the usher tells the Barabbas, obviously he was an oni, he doesn't have much. "I promise you 10 gold coins for whatever you do for me. I want you to go ahead and, supper, your place to sleep, maybe breakfast tomorrow morning, and then we'll make a cheshbon and I'll pay you, but write down everything you do for me." Well, what does supper consist of? Supper consists of a carrot that he has growing out in the garden, pulls up a carrot, maybe a radish that he pulls up, takes some water, a stale piece of bread, showing supper. What does the bed consist of for the night? He brings in some straw, and he pats it down, spreads it out. Here, he takes some old shmata he has for a blanket, he takes straw for a pillow, showing a bed, mat of straw, a pillow, he goes to sleep. What does breakfast consist of? Oh, bite the stale bread, he finds an old stale piece of herring from who knows when, an old potato, and he gives him his breakfast. Okay, shine. After the usher finishes eating, packs his bags, he's ready to leave. He says to the ani, "Okay, time to make a cheshbon. I promised you 10 gold coins for everything you did for me. So give me a list of what you did, and I'll pay you 10 gold coins." So Rani says, "Okay, not much of a list. Supper, boarding for the night, bed, and breakfast." Gives the usher a list. Supper, bread, and breakfast. You owe me 30 gold coins. The usher looks at the paper and says, oh, no, 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 no. That's not what I meant, he says. I meant 10 gold coins for everything you did. Supper was a carrot and a tomato. So write down carrot, tomato, stale piece of bread. Bed was a mat of straw, an old pillow, a rig for a blanket. Breakfast was a stale potato, a piece of herring, an old piece of bread. Write it all down. And suddenly the list grows larger and larger and larger. And at the end of the day, the Ani writes down, Baruch B'tcha Ketana, every single item that he did and he gave to the usher, from the tomato and the radish and the stale potato and the blankets, and the list grows bigger and bigger. And at the end of the day, the Ani becomes a rich man overnight. The same is true for us. There's a mitzvah to prepare for Pesach. So how do we look at it? Prepare for Pesach. And Shemayim, what do they write down? You think they write down prepare for Pesach? What, shopping for Pesach today? In Shemayim, every single step that a person takes, every single item that a person does, every single action that he does in honor preparing for Pesach, it's all written down. Went to the store, took this off the shelf, put it into the wagon, put this off the shelf, shrubbed it into the house, bought the matzahs, bought it here, bought it there, helped it. Every single item gets written down. From the smallest tomato that a person buys for Pesach, to the matzahs that a person buys, to the smallest help that a person does, to the largest help that a person does, it all gets written down. If you look at it this way, it becomes a little easier to prepare for Pesach. Instead of sometimes being a little bit nudgy or kvetchy, upset, there's so much to do, so much to prepare, it doesn't end. Just the opposite. Each item on the list, another 10 gold coins, another 10 gold coins, another 10 gold coins, it all adds up. It all depends on the attitude that a person has. If we remember that each time we prepare for Pesach, every step of the way that we do, each step is chashuv, and it adds up and makes it a lot easier to prepare for Pesach. So let's keep it in mind, and hopefully we'll be prepared for Pesach with the excitement, the brand that we should, and we'll be zeichet to feel the kedusha of Pesach, and together we'll be zeichet to see Mashiach as it came here in Yemenu Amen.